I'm going to step off the land now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
What you were just listening to, of course, is the sound of Neil Armstrong speaking as he became the first human to walk on the moon in August 1969. I've a hazy memory, age just 4, of being woken up to watch Neil and Buzz Aldrin make history. I remember white spacemen walking and jumping around on the TV for reasons that were unclear in some place far, far away. By the time my 1960s born generation were growing up in the 1970s, we were all totally sure we'd be exploring planets by the turn of the century. It didn't happen. And remarkably, the last man to set foot on another planet was Eugene Cernan in 1972. For a variety of reasons, most importantly money and politics, the support required to fund manned missions to other planets faded after 72. Now, however, the major space powers, the US, China and Europe, as well as powerful commercial interests, have renewed their focus on the manned exploration of space and taking the next historic step. The European Space Agency, or ESA, have declared their interest in establishing a moon village, a permanent, primarily research-based human settlement, while NASA have set themselves the ambitious goal of landing astronauts on Mars sometime during the 2030s. But the question that many people in the scientific community who are involved in space research projects are asking is the huge expenditure and effort that will be required to achieve these goals really worth it? Danny Gleason is a member of the Irish Space Industry Group and an engineer and business development manager with Curtis Wright, a multinational aerospace company with a plant in Dublin. He agrees that manned space exploration is something worth doing for several important reasons.
Much work has been done and motivated by the thought of expanding humanity's reach beyond the Earth because of limited resources, because that's a fact. It's not an opinion, but the Earth has limited resources, and with a growing population, there's a need to, how do you manage that? Within the constraints of the planet. Well, one view is that you manage it by looking beyond the planet to where those resources can be found and where humans can colonize and live and expand. And that's in fact a natural part of humankind. It's within the human psyche to find geography, to find new places, to find places that can support life, and that's been, since humankind existed, has been the remit.
There has always, however, been a strong view among scientists that wish to better understand the universe and how it works, that manned space exploration is expensive and drains resources from other projects that can achieve a lot more at far less cost and without the danger to astronauts. Luke Drury, Professor of Cosmic Physics at the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies and winner of the Young Scientist Award in 1969, the year of the moonshot, is certainly one of those. What have we achieved from this big investment so far in human exploration?
Well, from the human investigation, to be honest, what we've mainly learned is the effects of space on human biology. There's some very interesting work on space medicine. If you ask me as a scientist, then I would have to say that the big advances that we've obtained from space missions have largely come from robotic missions. And actually, with the development of robotics now, scientifically, it's rather hard to justify sending humans into space. Politically, it's another matter, of course.
Paul Callanan is an astronomer at UCC, and while he understands the impetus for manned space exploration, he agrees that there are better ways to get a scientific bang for your taxpayer's buck.
For me, as an astronomer who wants to study these various phenomena, and for many of my colleagues as well who study, you know, galaxies and many other different types of objects in the universe, it's not really clear what the immediate what the benefits would be to astronomy for this kind of human-based solar system exploration.
Ilaria Sinelli is a 31-year-old student of biomedical engineering at NUI Galway. She led a Mars simulation in the Utah desert, funded by the Mars Society, a private organization dedicated to further the exploration and settlement of Mars. The mission replicated the extreme conditions astronauts will face on Mars, including social isolation.
I want to get on Mars, and I'm doing a physical training, I'm doing a mental training, mental preparation, a technical preparation, and I want to get there. Okay, so if I'm not going to make it, probably my life or my research or my work will be used by someone else to get on that planet. If I'm not going to get there, I'm going to make it easier for someone else to get on the planet.
Ireland, for its part, is not part of the European Space Agency's manned space exploration programme, so it's unlikely that we will see Irish astronauts taking part in any of Europe's exciting new manned missions in space. And that's a shame, because as this child of the 1960s can testify, there's no more powerful way to interest our children in science, which this government says it wants, than to encourage the idea that anyone could, whether boy or girl, travel one day in a spaceship to another planet.
Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.